The world's largest social media site has announced a crackdown on what's become known as revenge porn. Facebook has introduced new features to make it easier to report intimate images that are shared without consent across its main site and via its Messenger and Instagram platforms. Experts have applauded the move, saying it's a significant step, as Penny Timms reports.
Facebook is estimated to have more than 1 billion active users each month, and that doesn't include people who use its other social media sites. Now it's introduced changes to make it easier to stop the spread of intimate images across its platforms. Dr. Anastasia Powell is a senior research fellow at Melbourne's RMIT University.
These are very welcome changes announced by Facebook that really are directed at providing additional measures to support victims of image-based abuse. Those measures include not only improving the reporting mechanism for victims so that they can alert Facebook when an image of them has been shared without their permission, but also photo matching technologies that can be used to detect and prevent the image from emerging again on Facebook as well as its subsidiaries, Messenger and Instagram.
Facebook will also disable accounts that share intimate images or videos without consent. Dr. Powell says Facebook's new changes are strong and she hopes other social media companies take note.
The strength of the response by Facebook, I think, does really set the bar and set the challenge for other providers to introduce the same sort of strong measures to really support victims of image-based abuse.
What legislation is there to protect people in Australia who may be subject to having images, intimate images of them shared?
So there are specific laws in both Victoria and South Australia that criminalise the distribution of an intimate or an invasive image without someone's consent. And so both in Victoria and South Australia, it is also actually a criminal offence to threaten to distribute an intimate or an invasive image. But what we do see is that there's inconsistency across other states and territories.
Toby Dagg is the manager of online content at the Office of the eSafety Commissioner. He says around 1 in 10 Australian adults have had a nude or semi-nude photo of them posted online without their consent. And since midway through last year, his office has dealt with more than 350 complaints, mostly from women and girls. Mr. Dagg says discussions about federal legislative changes are in their very early stages.
Victims may have some civil remedies open to them, depending on the particular jurisdiction that they live in. The government is also talking to states and territories about whether or not the conduct should be criminalised at law. And a civil penalties regime will be introduced before too long to allow the government to take specific action against individuals posting material. In all cases, though, where material is posted without consent, we want to hear from people and we can talk to them about the particular facts and circumstances of their case to explore options and see whether or not we can assist.
And he says the eSafety Commissioner is also strengthening its abilities to protect people, with changes due to come into effect this year.
We'll be building an online complaints portal set to be available to Australians in the second half of 2017, which specifically deals with this kind of exploitation and abuse.
That's Toby Dagg from the Office of the eSafety Commissioner, ending that report by Penny Timms.